March 9, 1954. Journalist Edward R. Murrow takes on Senator Joe McCarthy's anti-communist campaign. Murrow critically reviews McCarthy's tactics on his See It Now program on CBS.
The actions of the junior senator from Wisconsin caused alarm and dismay amongst our allies abroad and given considerable comfort to our enemies. And whose fault is that? Not really his. He didn't create this situation of fear. He merely exploited it, and rather successfully.
Months later, McCarthy is censured by his fellow senators, bringing his campaign to an end. 1862, a Civil War battle at Hampton Roads, Virginia, opens a new chapter in naval warfare. Two ironclad ships, the Monitor and the Virginia, formerly known as the Merrimack, clash for 5 hours to a draw. 1996, comedian George Burns dies in Beverly Hills, California at age 100. His career spanned from radio and TV with wife Gracie Allen to playing God on the silver screen.
Incidentally, kill is the word. It's not waste. If I meant waste, I would have written, thou shalt not waste.
And 1997. In Los Angeles, the notorious B.I.G. is killed in a drive-by shooting that remains unsolved. The gangster rapper, whose real name was Christopher Wallace, was 24 years old. Today in history, March 9th, Sandy Kozel, The Associated Press.